Welcome to Extra Points. Now here's your host, Cousin Sal, and his pal, Dave Damashek.
All right, welcome to the Extra Points podcast. Cousin Sal coming to you with my good, good pal, Dave Damashek, and heel producer, Jim Cunningham. Jim, you're here too, right?
I am here.
There he is.
Jesus Christ.
What happened, Dave?
What a start to the week. Listen, what is Jim down in the dumps about?
No, he's excited.
The happiest I ever said it. What are you talking
about? It is.
About?
I think he's very happy to be here.
That's on record. That's the happiest Jim's voice can sound. Good to know.
It's the best we're going to get. Yeah. What are you going to do? Best we're going to get, though, this weekend without football being played, I think. Lots of great action, hockey, basketball, playoffs revving up right now. Oh, my kid's Little League team, the Pinto Padres out here. They're in the semifinals. Craziness. It's very serious, Dave. Even the seven-year-olds with the fathers and everything. Oh, my God. Very, very serious stuff. I will say this. I decided to, and this is not a political thing, I'm done with the mask outside. It was a progression from Friday to Sunday, and I did it. Like Friday, I had it on outside. I'm yelling at the kids. Saturday, I had it below my chin, but still over my ears. And then Sunday, I'm like, you know what? This is my finish line. I'm sorry. I don't want to get political. I'm not going to be Ricky Schroeder. I'm not going to be screaming at Costco.
No, you're allowed. I was just going to say you can.
We're
ride
allowed,
his,
right?
His mini train through the mansion that he used to enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're supposed to do that now, right? Outside, even
I think so. Everyone's afraid of how. I think people wearing them are not just afraid of how it's going to look. Like they're
You might get shouted down by a 80s child actor if you're outside with it.
Yeah,
and you don't
want
to have
like that.
To confront that reality. So yeah. All right, good for you.
Could be him. Could be Punky Brewster. But let's talk hockey, Dave. Game one.
Headline.
Yes, let's do it. Let's get right into it. Your Penguins, my-ish Islanders. Obviously, I was a big fan in the early, mid-80s and 90s, and I moved away, and that was kind of the team I left behind, but still like watching them. Big overtime game. I'm mad at myself, by the way. Let me just first say, I'm mad at myself for my betting or lack of betting this week. I know that the underdogs and the road teams win in the NHL in round one. I know it. And what was it? 3 out of 4 in the playoffs?
Yep. Yep. Well, that's just, you understand, it's a best of seven, though, Sal. So,
I get
so
it.
Don't get crazy just yet.
I'm not going to get crazy, but I feel like people got crazy with the foregone conclusion that the Bruins and Penguins were going to advance. And it's like, no. There's a lot of hockey to be played, A, and B, it never turns out like it's supposed to in the NHL.
I know. You're pointing at me when you're like, people got. What you're saying is Dave got. I assumed nothing. I made hypotheses, Sal, and I have to say a few things.
Yes.
One, what this weekend, what you just explained was really great and fun, and what a good weekend of sports sucked. Every once in a while, I am confronted by an emotional, spiritual pain delivered by my favorite sports teams, and to the tune that it makes me consider just giving up sports. Because what are we doing here? I'm not even, before you even get into the wagering aspect of it, before you're putting your loot on there, I'm putting my heart, my guts on the line, and they're getting stomped, you know?
Jim, are you saying something there? What happened?
No, it was Mike Lang, buy Sam a drink and get his dog one too. I was reminding Dave that they should not have worn those putrid yellow jerseys. That was the problem.
Oh yeah, Joel had a problem with the jerseys. Wow. Uniform and weigh in here. Could you even see past that?
It's a keen observation. As a traditionalist, I would like for them to go with the standard getup, the angry penguin skating across and the intimidating black sweaters over the gold sweaters. But I really, you know what? I forgive me, but I'm not in a jolly enough mood to discuss the getups.
That's okay.
You want to go in on them? We can talk about them.
No,
I'll tell
you're
you
right.
This: the best going are the Florida Panthers. Those are sweet. And by the way, you've mentioned three overtime games. The best game of the four so far in these NHL playoffs was the one down in Florida. Who would have thought Tampa St. Pete versus Miami in a rugged, hard hitting affair?
Was it four or five? Lead changes. I think they said only the fourth time in playoff history there were 5 lead changes? I don't know.
I mean, the bottom line is it is marvelous. There's nothing more exciting unless you're rooting for one of these teams, and I am, and so it makes me sick in my balls watching it. Every like 17 seconds or so, every rush of the puck in either direction makes you sick and sends a cold chill up your spine. And there's no pleasure. There's no pleasure at this point in being a sports fan for me. I've gone too far, Sal. It's like I've never had a schmutz addiction. I've never been on the H and struggled with overcoming it. Maybe I will after this. I might, coincidentally or ironically, the result of this Stanley Cup playoffs might drive me into a serious heroin habit.
Well, maybe start with taking the mask off outside and then let's see what that leads to.
I mean, what in the hell? I mean, I really like you. The two emotions at this point are either just sickening, like day ruined. Like I really sat on my couch for one full hour after that game, just stunned. I mean, it was game one too. Not stunned even, just sick. And then if it goes relief. The other way, what's my big reward? Relief. It's not happiness. I don't feel joy anymore from it. I just feel either, oh, thank God, because that would have sucked to feel bad, or I feel bad. Those are the two things for me now.
Well, here's the thing. Do you feel, is it relief until the next game? Because you should feel joy if and when they hoist the cup, right? That if you don't feel joy then forget it. But, you know, I get the relief part because, all right, there's another game tomorrow kind of thing. You know what I mean?
No, no. Relief that my team won, like, phew, that off another sad day for me. Right. That, thank goodness they won that game. But there is something to be said. We've talked about the Jenga theory about, like, if you take the one thing out, the whole thing's going to implode. It's not the best player on the team, but there are certain positions in sports, and the Penguins fell prey to this on Sunday. Bad goaltending. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's the weakest link theory or whatever, but, you know, baseball closer.
Right.
Place kicker in football and goalie. It feels like when those let you down, when they're not mediocre, when there's something less than mediocre in big spots, I feel like it's more of an emotional gut punch, not just to the fan base, but to the players around.
What were the
like,
first two? Goal kicker and what else? Goalie
kicker,
and
baseball closer. I feel like those are the ones like goalie's they let you down, you just there. Feel like you just feel sick. You just feel like What are we going to do? Everything else is fine. But like, if this isn't going to hold up for us, we have no, you know, and you feel that permeate up into the stands and through the TV.
I don't know if I put goalie in there. I feel like these others are a little bit gadgety, like a closer you only see for 10 minutes out of 3 hours. Sometimes a kicker, same kind of thing, could be like 40 seconds. A goalie, he's with it the whole time. You know what I mean? But I see what you're saying. Yeah. It's goalie's a little too standard for that group, but I
get it. But like in the third period or in overtime, when you're watching the flow and everything else, there's an assumption that, okay, if it's not well done in our end, we're going to survive this. And all of a sudden, like, what, that's it? That's the goals? These are the goals that you're allowing this thing?
I feel like soccer is like hockey too, because I bet that freaking, who did I bet that I had Chelsea plus a half a goal and they lost 1-0. And I was like, you know what? When it gets to this level, when it gets to this state of the season, stage in the season, the teams are so close. It's almost guaranteed that you lose or win via bullshit. It really is. Like, and I saw you talking about the puck going off the shoulder and at first you thought it was off the mask, right? It's too tight and it sucks that it has to end that way. It's not really like that in football, right? Like sometimes you'll get a ticky-tack pass interference in the end zone or something, but for the most part, it's you plow your way down the field and everything. That's what bothers me about this this stage in the game where it should be a little more definite as to why a team is winning over another. But it's very close.
I do think, I hear you, and I do think for the sake of the sport, it would be best for this thing to go pretty close to chalk, and certainly I know I'm biased.
But you're a hockey fan. You've seen it over and over, and you should know that you should prepare yourself and know that that's probably not going to be the result.
I know, but this we are at the outset of what could be an all-time. And by the way, the one thing I am validated about in a world of wrongness for Dave Dameshek, and I'll tell you about that. Yeah, the one thing I am right about is one game in through four of these playoff series, this is the entire regular season of seeing each other eight or nine times already has only intensified what is already grand stuff, the spring tournament of the Stanley Cup.
Well, especially when the Pens, how many times did they beat the Islanders this year, right?
It's a like bunch, if they lose this, I'm going to be sick because this is terrible, and I'm biased. I understand I'm biased, and so take it with a grain of salt, but it is officially bad for the sport if you can just squeeze, if the team that it attempts to just squeeze the life out of you vanquishes some of your most exciting and best known talent. That's bad for the sport. If the Islanders survive this series and you eliminate the biggest star in the game or one of the biggest stars in the game, that's bad for the game.
It's bad for the game in that it's been bad for the game for, when was the last time a President's Trophy winner won the final? It's been a decade at least. So just
I don't
get
know,
used
but
to
I,
it is
I,
what
my
I'm
point
saying.
Is Bettman needs to fix it already. For the good of the game. But I will say this, one thing's for sure. I don't want to put it on Bettman. I don't want to put it on Tristan Jarry, who was between the pipes for the Penguins. I don't want to put it on anybody on the hump for the New York Yankees. It crosses all sporting line, Sal, and the one common factor is Dave Dameshek being wrong, like the late, great Jerry Orbach.
You can't
says.
Put one together, huh?
Well, Orbach says it at the end of Dirty Dancing, and, you know, it's a creed I live by. It's when I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong, and I have to apologize to you, Sal, and to our listener, and to, you know, everyone associated with it, because there's a little bit of stink on everybody as a result. I've been downright crummy. I have been awful. I have been the Pittsburgh Pirates of sports prognostication of late. And, you know, all I can do is apply myself and try and do better. You know,
back
to the wall.
Yeah. Well, I've been
outrageously bad though. I mean, listen, here's to put it in perspective, Sal, your friend Harry.
Yes.
I don't know if you listen to him when he talks to you.
I try not to. Yeah.
But he makes hockey picks and he doesn't know who in hell he doesn't forget not knowing the players in the game. He doesn't know even which teams are playing one another in these playoff games. And he's hitting at a much higher rate of success than I am. Well, how am I supposed to feel about this? I feel sick.
I don't know.
I
know. But listen, Sports. The Extra Points podcast. I know what did he have? He had Nashville playing a team that wasn't even in existence anymore. The Hartford Whalers beating Nashville.
The Atlanta Flames. So, what are you talking about? The Kansas City Scouts. What are you?
But listen, Dave, don't get down on yourself because people, this is what you have to know about the Extra Points Podcast Network. You got people who win, and then there's people who lose. And people could fade the prognosticators who lose often, like yourself, and make just as money as if they back the Harrys of the world who win. So just let us know your picks. And everyone could do with what they please. That's
Are you
all.
Sticking with your Islanders then? Because the Penguins now, we got it boosted up in
Isles
advance of the series
once,
to plus.
Yes.
Right, it was plus 100 for the Penguins to win the series, which was a nice boost for the team that was favored to do it in the first place. Now it's at plus 138.
Yeah, seeing Isles minus 172 on FanDuel, Pittsburgh on the comeback at plus 138. I think you're in for at least game six, game seven. So you talk about relief. I think it's I'm not going to say at best a coin flip. It's much in the Isles' favor at this point. But my God, you need game two at home.
It is the funny emotional support that fan bases give each other right now in Pittsburgh and beyond. Penguins fans are talking about here's what you don't panic, everybody. Because if they just win, then they're still in good shape and they were the better team on Sunday. And they'll be but you also know that if the goalie comes in and lets in a softie early in the game, they're doomed. They have nowhere to turn. So basically, that first 10 or 15 minutes of the game are everything now. This entire 56-game thing could be turned into a charade, Sal.
That's it.
And what have I done with myself for the last 6 months? I've devoted myself to watching this team, and Tristan Jarry's going to undo all that and render those last 6 months of my life moot.
I hope so. That would be great.
Thanks.
Mikey Meatballs, jump in here. You feel good about this Islanders team?
I'm not going to comment on it until it's all over.
So classy.
No, he's smart. He's smart to stay away. The other side, you guys cover this in -3 plenty and the Mass Mutual talk, but Caps beat the Bruins. Now, the Caps were home, but the Bruins were favored. Tom Wilson scores the first goal of the playoffs. That's all you need to know. Good dude. Caps now -144 to take that series. Bruins +118. The thing that struck me is, and talk about, like, I could kind of see why Harry is confused, because, Dave, you couldn't even, is the regular season over? I know they started playoff games, but is the regular season officially over in the NHL? Because Saturday and Sunday, there were regular season games. I mean, I saw Canucks Oilers and the Oilers lost. I was like, oh shit, I have the Oilers. Now I'm like, oh no, wait, that's not the playoff. I have them against Winnipeg. What's going on? Well, I get that they want to fill it. It's money, right? But just pay everyone back, NHL. Take a lap. Take this weekend and be like, this is our playoff weekend. We're sorry. We're canceling the 2 or 3 games. We'll eat the money. We'll pay the people who bet over team wins. It's probably $10,000 out there in that. But really, they really had a stagger. Like, playoff teams were playing regular season games this weekend.
Stupid. I know. And I don't know what the... yes, it is a poor... Listen. It is a poorly run league. Let's not jive ourselves here, Sal. And but it's weird also, the different standard, like we've talked about. There's a lot of, at the same time, these two things exist in the same society in the Lord's year 2021. I mean, within our continent, the two things are happening. Juwan James hurt himself away from the facility for the Broncos, so they're allowed to cut him. And we know in gritty detail what happened, how it happened, and whether he's going to get paid. At the same time, in the playoffs are underway, as you say. And some guys are playing in them and other guys are not, even star players. And the league is allowed to get away with, like, lower body injury. Like, what? Well, what's that mean? Like, when's he going to be back? Like, lower body week to week. Week to like what do you mean week to week, like day to day, like what was it, is it a shoulder, upper body injury? What the hell are we doing? How are these two things allowed to both stand simultaneously?
There's a language barrier, I think, but that was,
but baseball, but just cancels games, right? That, like, at the end of the season, they're like,
we'll figure out, all right, we'll give all the bettors their money back if they had over under a win total, but really enough. It's either
meantime
regular season,
NBA's adding games to all this. I don't know if I like it or not. I think I do, though.
Oh, you know, this is gonna be fun. It's gonna be, in fact, I only like the Tuesday Wednesday thing. I probably won't watch the rest of the playoffs. I just like this playing and stuff, we'll talk about hockey more. Like I said, you cover it in depth on -3. Bruins -130 over Caps tonight. Hurricanes -180 over Preds, and Avs a hefty -320 over the Blues, who John Hamm's Blues, who people didn't even expect to make it there. But yes, you're right, NBA playoffs are set. Again, another thing I was upset with. I'm upset with myself for not betting the NHL underdogs, the NHL road teams, 3 for 4 in those, and I could have done a 10-teamer, Dave, with teams that needed to win, were supposed to win, and tried to win yesterday in the NBA, and that would have paid 15-1 odds.
Sweet
Everybody
Jesus.
That needed to win. So in other words, Wizards played the Hornets, both needed to win to get in that 7-8, but the Wizards were favored. So if you would have taken the Wizards and just everybody else down the line, Utah, Phoenix, there were so many. I can't, the Knicks, Brooklyn, over and over and over, 10 teams would have paid 15-1, and I didn't do it. Damn.
You
it.
See, this
What's
is
matter
you?
With me.
Look at you. See, that's right. You have always struck me as somebody, well, because that's, I think, your betting record. Correct me if I'm wrong. You always like the favorite. You tend to go chalk with these kinds of things, and that's why you've reached the sweet spot in the NBA calendar. The 4 major sports, the NBA come playoff time is the most chalk. Is that right? Is that fair?
Series for sure.
I don't know about game to game, certainly. But yeah, right? Is that, I mean, this is the progressive nature of the NBA playoffs or NBA of NBA teams. You don't, in the NFL, it's well
there's
known
nothing to compare
point,
it to. It's
right.
One,
there's a, there are a lot of last to first. Every year you get a last place team that wins its division. Right. And so you get these weird upsets every year in the playoffs, in the end, like you say, in the NHL. NBA, man, you get in 1 year. It's like, wow, that was a good season. Something to build on. Next year, ooh, they went to the conference finals. That it, nobody just, or very rarely at least, does somebody just come out of nowhere and win right. three rounds of the playoffs in the NBA.
We'll Pretty see the dependable. Highlight of Dikembe Mutombo celebrating on his back, weeping when Denver beat Seattle that year. That was a big thing. But yeah, those are few and very few and far between. But the reason I'm skittish about the 10-teamer yesterday is because I've been bitten on the ass before by this, right? There's always a screw job in there. It's like when the house dog curls up in a ball when the father comes home. It's like, oh, well, why is he afraid? Like, well, the father has rolled up a New York Times and hit him on the snout like the last 20 times he's entered the house after work. Like, why? Maybe I'm reliving my childhood here too much. I don't know what's up. But anyway, the point is that's why I was skittish. Could have done a 10-teamer with the favorites just to win 15-1. But we have LeBron and Steph. I don't know if you saw the odds here. I think it's locked now on FanDuel, but they did have a number up. Do you know what this would be? Lakers are home against Golden State. Not a single elimination. The loser would play the winner of the 9-10 for a second chance to get in the playoffs. What do you think the line is if you haven't seen it?
You know what? It's funny. I have not. I was looking at the Celts and Wiz. I think that, and by the way, this foretells of a historic underdog tale. Talk about ironic. LeBron James and company are now positioned as the big underdog story of the Western Conference.
Yeah.
I will say Lakers -6.5.
All right, that's good. That's right in there because it opened at -7. I was like, wow, that is hefty with the way Steph is playing and the Lakers. We still haven't really seen like three good games from them in a row or two. Certainly not with LeBron and AD. We don't know what's going on. It's dropped to 5. FanDuel has it now at 5 and -210. That's a Wednesday night affair. That's going to be fun. That's going to be fun to watch. That makes it all worthwhile. LeBron can hate this all he wants, but it's good for basketball. He also decreed, he said, we're playing the MVP. He thinks Steph Curry is the MVP of the league. Smart to do that. And by the way, maybe we should let LeBron decide MVP every year. He seems to be deciding much more important issues. So let it be his choice. Like, LeBron, is it you? Do you think it's you? Oh, no, really? Okay, who is it? Well, it's Steph Curry this year. It's as good as anyway.
What the heck? I mean, it's a recurring theme on this show. Why is everybody so against Nikola getting the MVP?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why would the Joker, like, it is... It's far less celebrated what that big oaf who looks like Greg Ostertag has done than what Russell Westbrook has done. Everybody's so swept up in this. And by the way, congratulations, Dubs, because I'm definitely taking the Lakers in that one. And congratulations, Wiz. I mean, congratulations, Celtics. I'm definitely taking the Wiz.
That's a weird one, too. Celtics can't get out of their own way. And what is that number? That's like practically a pick 'em. Celtics are favored
by
2.
One. Oh, yeah, it's two now.
Jumped up to 2. Well, I mean, they're home, but my God. Have you seen Wizards almost blew it yesterday, the Hornets, but no faith in that Celtics team whatsoever.
I know. It's weird. Taco Sunday almost. Took the Knicks out of the fourth spot there. That was weird. That was yet another one. I was sure. Brad Stevens, the genius, the wizard of all, he benches everybody pretty much, or a lot of guys, or announces he's benching everybody. Well, so then obviously the Knickerbockers -12 is the bet. And I'm looking at it. I'm obviously watching the hockey stuff, but I'm keeping an eye on that one. And I'm like, all right, I'm in good shape. 14, riding that 12, 14. Okay, the Knickerbockers are going to hold on here. And then all of a sudden I look up and it's like a 4-point game with 3 minutes to go. And I'm mother effing the computer screen. I'm wrong
very
again.
This is why that 10-teamer, I was like, I was so skittish about it. And the Pacers are 3.5-point favorite over Charlotte in that Tuesday play-in. Memphis 4 over Spurs for Wednesday. God, no one cares about that game, honestly. Like, let's just let the Lakers and Warriors advance, please.
I know, like, but I talked to on his fine podcast, Chris Long, the other day, and he wants to meet and greet Cousin Sal and Kibitz about this,
that'd be great.
And the other. And two, he fully supports Dave Damashek's banner idea of letting the top seeds pick their foes.
That on Twitter, and it's fun and everything, and it would be even greater when the picker gets upset by who they pick.
That's right.
But you understand the chaos that would ensue of the last, I mean, all the last month of any regular season you're talking about would be a tankapalooza by everyone. It's like, well, oh, it doesn't matter if we finish 3, 4, 5, or 6 because Belichick could pick, or, you know, like that everyone would, nobody would start their starters. This is why this is so great. LeBron against Steph. You got to think through
this. Okay. You got to pee on my fine idea. I get it.
Well, unless it's a surprise. No, you're right. Unless it's a like reality show surprise where at the end of the season, like, we are throwing a wrinkle here. Bill Belichick gets to decide, like, oh man, we tried for nothing. Damn.
Well, you would not. Well, okay. I don't want to debate something that'll never happen too
much. I know.
But it is a great idea because it would be super fun. The two eventualities. I just feel bad ultimately that you're gonna have to play that one of the top seeds is gonna have to play the defending champion Los Angeles Lakers, who are definitely, if healthy, more talented than you. That sucks. Right. That seems sucky to me. That's the way the cookie's gonna crumble this year for one.
Just this year, though. I don't think this is par for the course for future years for the 7, 8, 9, 10.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to play Steph Curry, who is getting a hot hand, and the more he shoots his team in the good spots in the playoffs, the more likely it is he's going to shoot you out of the playoffs.
Everybody's got a great player, though. I mean, Golden State was 39-33. Utah was 52-20. You beat that team. That's all. It's not like they were injured all year. Like, whatever. Klay Thompson's out, obviously. But just beat the team. This is why I don't like Steph for MVP. Like, Nikola, to answer your previous question, he's not a highlight reel, right? Like, he doesn't lend itself to the SportsCenter crowd of the world. Yes, Steph Curry is the most outstanding player. He's the player I want to watch. I want to see highlights of. If I have a kid somehow that could play, I would want him to play or her like Steph Curry, right? But not most valuable, the 39-33, right? It's fine. They might be left out. If they're left out of the playoffs, is he the most valuable player? I don't think so.
That's the endless sports radio debate, right? Is how are we evaluating value ultimately? Are you a first place team without that guy? No. Or are you the worst team in the league without that guy? That's what the Warriors would be if you take Steph Curry off of that. Yeah, it's hard to figure that one out. But Joker he's unorthodox highlight reel. He's not Russell Westbrook to watch, but he, in his own way, with those baseball passes, it's just weird to watch. Like I say, some oaf like I can't think of the name of that stupid movie with the big ogre guy, Greg, you know, with the kids. Famous movie I've never watched? I've never seen the movie. What's the famous Hoosiers? Movie? Not, yeah, I think oh, that's
Shrek.
Right. That's it. Not Shrek. Shrek. Nah, it's human. The Coreys are in it. It's a famous, it's an iconic
Goonies?
Picture. Goonies. That's it.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It's the bad guy. He's a bad guy, right? Or is he a good guy? It's the.
He's misunderstood.
It's the older guy from Goonies doing these things in on an NBA floor. It's something to behold.
Sloth is his name.
Sloth? Oh, from Goonies. Yeah. Yes, that's right. We called my college roommate Sloth. He didn't like it so much. So that's that. And yeah, Steph Curry.
Harry was calling somebody in college Sloth.
He wasn't. No, he didn't partake. But no, that is interesting. Yeah, that would be it. Hey, would you rather win most valuable player or MDP, the most dazzling player? Make a most dazzling player. That's the award I would want. And that's the award Steph Curry wins. It's not most valuable. Dazzles the shit out of everybody.
Vince Carter would have reigned for about 8 years at that one. Yeah.
Different. Now, Shaq, you say the Lakers are the opposite of the curse, supposed to be the underdog. Well, they are still the Western Conference favorite at +240. And the Nets are at +105. And we'll have series odds and everything. The Nets seem to have it together. It looks it's fun to watch. My God, they had a crazy, crazy play yesterday. Globetrotter-esque. So we'll get into that a little later.
Why would anybody tank if you're the Sixers, though? If it's like, well, the Sixers could choose. Like, if you made it, the top four seeds get to choose. So the one seed gets the first draft pick, then of which team they play. Then the second seed gets to choose next from there. I think you would not. Then you would still be incent. I don't know. Would, because you couldn't risk falling out of the playoffs to avoid it.
No, no, no. I'm just talking all this 3-6 matchup and 4-5. We saw the Knicks play hard. We saw the Hawks play hard. You know, we saw those mid-range teams play hard to get their 3-seed. We saw, you know, the Clippers avoid the Lakers. You know, like, I think like there'd be a lot of, all right, well, we don't care. Like, this is where, this league already crazy with load management. We don't need extra incentive to sit players.
No, but indeed. I it like really has. People do not. I know we talk about it some, but we don't talk about it enough in a like, if this were going on in any of the other three leagues to the extent that it goes on in the NBA, for some reason, I don't know why the NBA gets a pass on doing this. It's so unsatisfying as a fan coming down the stretch with the load management crap. It's too much. But anyway.
Yes. Now, Kobe is inducted in the Hall of Fame. Vanessa Spoh, it's always sad. It really is. It's like, oh my God, that guy's gone. And then you're reminded and reminded again. Him, Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame over the weekend. The problem is 6 others were inducted, right? It's like, what are we doing? Longtime FIBA executive Patrick Baumann is in Kobe's
that guy's
induction
good.
Class. You like
I
him,
love
right?
that guy. I know I love his administration. He's good at it.
What the hell? Can't they just have a year where it's Kobe and a couple guys we know should get it? Ken Duncan and Kevin Garnett.
When
can
did
Patrick
they, when,
Baumann wait till next year?
Well, yeah, he got the much coveted orange jacket. When did that become a thing? Did they just try to sneak that one by us, or have I just been unawares that when you go into the Basketball Hall of Fame, you get a basketball orange jacket?
I didn't know that either. Joel
First
Solomon.
I've ever seen the pictures of
Are you familiar with that? Yeah, I've not seen the orange jacket either, really, before this year. I don't like orange for, I don't know, just like, orange is jail, right?
They're Why all is, ugly. Well, yeah. Yeah, it's not Ray Lewis jumpsuit orange.
It's prison.
Yeah, it's unattractive, though, that's for sure. And like, for whatever reason, they cannot get these jackets. This is a plague on sports. It's like, good to get because of the achievement, but from a sartorial standpoint, the uniformant must vote thumbs down across the board. Your choices are Kelly Green, hideous in any environment for if you win the Masters, mustard gold, mustard delicious on your wiener or otherwise, but not on your back. This now orange jacket to go with, and then the weirdest one of all, the New England Patriots representing our revolutionary soldiers,
right,
who beat back the Redcoats from England. When you go into their ring of honor, how do they honor you, American hero? They give you a red coat. Makes no GD sense.
I know. Get with it. I know. For basketball, what a tribute it would be to Craig Sager. Give him some of those jackets. Those are fun jackets, right?
That isn't. Now TNT you're thinking announcer? Outside the box. That's a great idea. When they do the broadcaster wing of basketball, that is a great idea. It should be a Craig Sager weird.
Why not?
Yeah, lavender-based plaid.
Who's going to get mad about that? Joel, what is this? 2016?
Yeah,
this has been going on for 5 years?
Yeah, it's made with Naismith orange wool inspired by the basketball. They replaced the black jackets of years past. Hagar clothing. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Everyone's got a Hagar jacket in their closet. The Naismith Memorial Basketball Jackets brought to you by Hagar Clothing.
Interesting. Well, that's how Patrick Baumann would have wanted it. And so that's how he gets it. Good. Good for him. Come on.
Baumann out on the town.
Kobe.
Taking his Kobe. Laps.
What the hell goes on?
Bending the elbow in the local tavern, impressing the ladies. What is that hideous rust-colored jacket you're wearing there? What's your name? Like, oh, you didn't hear? I'm a Hall of Famer. Me, Kobe, Duncan, and KG. Anything is possible. Can I buy you a drink?
Ridiculous. Baseball real quick. Let's talk FanDuel. Tie game, bottom of the ninth, bases loaded. FanDuel Sportsbook, you get more than one shot to swing for the fences because FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free. That's right, new users. Get up to $1,000 back. I still don't know how this works. Inside credit. If your first bet doesn't win, it gets better from there. Once you have an account, you'll have access to same game parlay insurance all season long, up to $25 back in site credit each day. If your same game parlay falls short, one leg. Yes, there's Tuesday's $5 dingers. That's fun. Place a $25 wager on any player to hit a home run on Tuesday and get a bonus $5 in site credit for every home run hit in the game. Maximum $25. This is a good year for FanDuel to have that when the league is betting like 229 or something. But either way, bonus money is bonus money. There's a reason FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook. The app is simple to use. Great odds on all different betting markets. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code Extra Points to get in on the action. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Extra Points. I'll give you a winner, Dave. Just listen. This is how it's done.
All right.
Although I've not been successful with these as well. But I'll give you the baseball winner. Dodgers, -1.5 over the Snakes, +106. Diamondbacks have been struggling. Bumgarner's been good. He's on the hump tonight. Been good. But 0-3 in the last four starts against the Dodgers. I know he had the no-hitter early in the season. Better than last year for sure. Diamondbacks at a team are at a -20 in run differential. Dodgers +49. Dodgers lost one Sunday, kind of getaway game against the Marlins yesterday, but had won four in a row right there. And they have Walker Buehler on the mound, 1-0, 3.45 ERA across seven starts, 47 strikeouts to three walks. Arizona batting 134 against them. Lifetime Dodgers 7-1. Last eight meetings between the two teams. Diamondbacks have a ton of injuries. I really like the Dodgers here. Get back on track. +106. Give the run and a half. Take it. LA Dodgers. Dave.
I know. It's weird. You got to you try to maintain perspective, but it's easy in the day-to-day nature of baseball to get swept up in it. But reminder, it's still May. We're barely even starting now with baseball.
They're a quarter of the way through. I think most teams
I noticed that exactly. I was like, they're right about 40. They're right at the 40 game mark here. So it's a little further along than I expected.
I always say that's when you get a sense. You can't really get a sense of a team until game 40. Obviously, no one's out of it or wrapping up a division by game 40. But you get a sense of the team's identity. Except for my Mets. I have no idea. Half of them are on a DL, but what are you going to do? What's your pick, Dave?
I know about my Pirates.
They're not the worst. The Rockies are the worst in the National League. So you got that.
There's still time, Sal. There's still time. we'll get there. I'm going to go with, I know I'm beating my head against the wall with this one, but I really do think the worm turns here. I don't want to, speaking of worms, Brad Marchand. He is as unlikable a character, although he did do a nice deed. Puck went up into the stands in our nation's capital and hit a little girl, and he signed a stick and gave it to her. I wonder if that means anything to the little girl. Like, look, the man who hit you in the head with a puck, he sent his stick up. So now you got the puck in the head and the stick that he shot you with. He
did it on purpose, though, and then felt bad, and that's why he signed the stick.
He signed the stick. Screw Brad Marchand. why would you do that to a poor little girl in the stands? Right. He's a terrible guy.
It's unnecessary, yeah.
He was very good, though. He really is as unlikable as he is. He's a dominant player, a pest if there ever was one. Take him over 1 point against the Capitals to score at least 2 points, +102. And the guy who was dominant out on the ice, although the results weren't there to support as much, Taylor Hall, rejuvenated now with the Bruins. He's +235 to get at least a goal. And I'll take the Bruins +125 All right. That's not the money line. That's the 60-minute line. This one, I mean, how many overtime games are we going to get? The 60-minute line is the Bruins +125.
Okay, I'm betting. Can we bet that this game goes triple overtime? Because that's what I'm doing. That's how I'm shorting Dave.
What I'm doing, Sal, is you see I'm throwing out a bunch of bets because one of them has to come true, right? One of them.
Yes, that's true. All right, I'm going to bet. What is this game to go to overtime? Will there be overtime? Yes, it's +290.
That's
a nice little bonus. Nice little bonus there. It's probably good. You're probably on a four game night, probably one or two games go to overtime now.
I don't know. Goaltending obviously matters, like we talk about, and the Caps all of a sudden by the end of the first period of game one, had their 40-year-old backup in there. It was very right. strange, and yet they somehow win. That's untenable going forward. They have the better goaltending, even with the Caps' top choice between the pipes. The Bruins have the edge there, you would think. I mean, listen, Bruins are going to win this series, and I stand.
Oh, all right. FanDuel Sports.
To play the Islanders.
Promo code extra points. Do it now. Lots of hockey, lots of baseball, lots of basketball to come. Oh, Preakness. I didn't catch this. I was coaching Little League at the time, but Rombauer won 11-1 odds. Bob Baffert's horse, Medina Spirit, comes in third. I guess they tested before the horse was clean, or we don't find out until today. I had Baffert's other horse, Consort Tour, and I think it came in like 9th out of 10. So my Derby pick, which was also the great Kenny Mayne, who's on the market right now, it was his pick, came in 15th out of 17th, and my Preakness pick came in 9th out of 10. Yeah, I don't know shit, but I do know the bettors who are suing Bob Baffert don't really have a shot. This is fun to see. It's a fun article, and it's fun to read that, yes, you had us bet on a horse that was that tested positive for steroids, and as a result, we lost money, and I'm going to sue you. It doesn't ever work out. Like, as angry as I was, when I had a ton of money on the Saints to win the NFC, actually I had them to win the Super Bowl, and then that crazy non-pass interference call, and I'm like, I'm going to sue. And then I'm like, oh, I really have, what do I have to hire a lawyer? I know the result of this. This is dumb. There's no way I'm going to be successful in this, and you shouldn't, right? Like, bettors should not be suing, except for the headline. It's fun, but there's no point.
Well, like I say, it's controversial, but I like my horse racing with a little shenanigans mm-hmm. on the side. And it really does speak to how society, I wouldn't say has evolved, but our reaction to stunning stuff. The bar is so high now based on how the 21st century has unfolded. I mean, like we say, Nancy Kerrigan getting kneecapped, that was the craziest thing in history, alongside Joey Buttafuoco and O.J. Simpson
right.
not doing, or in his white van or whatever.
Now, Buttafuoco never played for the Yankees again. You knew that would ruin his career.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now Bob Baffert is alleging that somebody, a nefarious rival, dispatch somebody to go and pee in the hay of his horse. Like, that was his thing for a week, and was like, huh, that's what, like, hey, so are the Knickerbockers gonna hold on to the four seed? Like, what the hell? Like, nothing.
Where do we
is
go from there? I know.
I don't know, but that
well,
was
I
the
think
best
he apologized today. Did he say that he was making stuff up? He apologized for the way he handled it. I guess that's a good way to just an overall blanket statement, but I don't think he went into it. I apologize for the way I handled it. You know, just making shit up. Next time.
Wear shades indoors, outdoors, every waking hour. I mean, yeah. Nothing shady about that guy.
Right. So good. So that was it. I wouldn't sue him. I don't know. I don't think it makes sense to sue Bob Baffert.
It's good. Yes. Everybody. I mean, like, yes. Damn that Bob Baffert bringing attention to our sport. I mean, it's on the lips of every sports fan in 2021 is what's going on with the horses? Nobody. Yeah. I mean, if nothing else, this is what did the old Kimmel head writer, Steve O'Donnell, always tell us, Sal, about
what he said.
About marketing. There's no such thing as bad attention. Just get it. Attention is fine. Remember,
that's
what
true.
I forget his phrase all the time on that, but yeah, that was,
he was such a rebel. That guy, I loved him for it.
And he loved his horses.
He really did. Hey, this year, Crown Royal wants to remind fans how important it is to help keep their beloved community institutions and small businesses open. Of course. So in partnership with the Main Street Alliance, Crown Royal is giving back to help preserve important places, including those that can make our sports community special. Please join our efforts and be sure to crown your sports bar. And while they do that, you and I, Dave, are going to crown our Crown Royal Athlete of the Week. Here it is for me. Albert Pujols signs with the Dodgers. Yes, he's aging, but not aging out of the game just yet. I give him Athlete of the Week, Dave. It's not that athletic to sign a contract. That's all he really did. Especially like with DocuSign these days, you're really just pointing and pressing a button, clicking. But he signed a contract. He's with the Dodgers now, 3-time NL MVP. 10-time All-Star, 667 home runs. He's getting a prorated $570,000 salary. So he's not even getting that to play three quarters of a season. He'll jump in. Max Muncy needs a break. He'll jump in. He'll play first. He'll pinch hit. He's fared well against lefties in his career. I guarantee he has some big hits in the fall. It's going to be fun watching him pinch hit. Maybe he gets the 700 homers if he sticks around for a couple, three more years. That'll be fun to do in a Dodger jersey. Albert Pujols, my Crown Royal Athlete of the Week.
I like that very much. And, it must be as much fun as it would seem to be a professional athlete. It's plainly even more fun than we're aware of. Because if you're Albert Pujols, destined for the Hall of Fame and everything else, it's like, all right, I'm past my best days. Like, I may as well just hang it up. Like, no, teams allow me to travel every three days for the next 5 months. Count me. It sounds miserable, but it must be a hell of a time. So good for him. And speaking of long timers, just hanging in there, Marv Albert has done it as anybody has over the decades and made it through controversy. Remember that. Talk about hanging in there through a rough patch. Yep. He hung in there, but good. A lesson for all of us, I suppose. A quarter century later, he's still wearing his hat.
Do you think that's fit? You don't think that's real?
What is he? 75 years young, probably with that brunette hat that he likes to wear. Still saying, listen, I give a shout out to Breen with Bang. And we love Kevin Harlan's like with no regard for human life, but the GOAT of all calls in basketball remains the simple. Yes. Marv Albert, good. Enjoy this last run. May the Knickerbockers make it enjoyable for you and your fan bases. And also a quick shout out to the hockey fan out there. As we talked about, you might need a little Crown Royal because there is nothing more grueling in the world of sport than sitting there and watching your team play, especially when it goes into overtime. I mean, there's nothing more. You know what? I got the spirit of a young man, but my legs ain't what they used to be, Sal. I don't know if I'm made for a long run anymore.
We'll give you some Crown Royal. We'll give you the Athlete of the Week for staying on your couch an extra hour, even after the game was decided. Good job by you.
I'm looking for answers, and we got to stick with our game, and we got to continue to play our game and look for a better result.
There you go. Yes, that was a Crown Royal water break. Moderate your drinking on game day. Stay hydrated. Stay royal. For more tips on how to crown your game day, visit at Crown Royal on Instagram. Yeah, Marv Albert. He's so good. He's so damn good.
You grew up with Marvin, right?
With the Knicks. Yeah, well, I told you my father's story, right? He went to high school with him, and Marv Albert used to call the games, and he'd have the microphone with the long cord, and he'd run up. He would run up and down the sideline, and we were like, what the hell is he doing? We don't even know what he's doing. He made a career out of it. And then I got to meet him on Kimmel. We did like what were we doing? Like Dunk Tank? We're doing like an NBA special.
Oh, no.
Couldn't be nicer. Yeah, no, he didn't get dunked.
He didn't get dunked.
No. He didn't.
You didn't hit him with a pillow either, because that could have resulted in disaster as well.
Good guy, Marv Albert. Yeah.
Put Kimmel's eye out by hitting Marv Albert with a pillow, and his hat hits Jimmy in the eye. And it's a big
This is
disaster.
Bad. We've lost, I mean, they're just, they're retiring, you know, Vince Scully, Marv Albert, all in a matter of like 2 or 3 years here, right?
We do lack for those iconic voices in play by play. I mean, well, also Doc Emmerich, hockey fans are lamenting.
Right. Oh yeah, definitely.
Him moving on. Yeah. I mean, Al Michaels, how much longer is he?
Is Al next? I guess. Yeah.
I guess.
Stick
so.
Around, Al. Come on. Make it fun. There you go.
You grew up with Marvin calling Rangers games and everything else. When, right? Yeah. I mean, Rosen is was always the TV guy, and Marvin was the radio.
Right.
Rangers.
It was
guy.
Sam Rosen and Davidson, right? For the Rangers,
John Davidson.
It was John Davidson
that makes sense,
and Sam Rosen. Oh, you know what? No, it was what's his name? Jim Gordon. I go back to Jim Gordon, who would also do the Giants games on radio. The New York Giants. He was excellent too. It was Rosen and Gordon, I think.
No, I hate it all. I hate the teams in my hockey division so much that I hate their play by play announcers.
Really?
I really did.
Yeah.
Sincerely, Jigs McDonald. I hate that guy.
You did?
pleasant man, pleasant plump man. Couldn't stand the sound of his voice, and I still can't when I hear it on old.
Poor Jigs McDonald. He would do a Sunday show on, and I had a paper route, and I would listen to it. I'd have the radio as I was doing the paper route, and he'd have like a Sunday show from 9 to 10 in the morning, and I would listen to it. And Islanders almost always played Saturday night. It's WBLI, I think. And most of the callers would call in and swear. And Jigs would just be so nice about it. He would just go on to the next one. And finally, I was like, oh, how long could he do this? And then the show was gone. I was like, oh, you assholes. Why'd you do that to Jigs? And why didn't Jigs have like a 3-second delay? What, couldn't they figure that out back in the early 80s? Jigs McDonald.
But he seems like a pleasant man, as is, yeah. You know, periodically, at least, our mutual pal, Nick Santora. Mm-hmm. Who, by the way, he the one thing he says, his cardinal rule is never bring me up on a show.
Oh, he doesn't like it. Yeah.
I don't want to talk about him right now.
Don't do it.
But I texted him after the game and issued my mazel tov. Why? Because I'm classy. Mm-hmm. And he said, he wrote back, long series, like my mother's Thanksgiving turkey. These birds are tough. And and then I thought to myself, this is what I'm losing to.
Which birds? Your
guy
birds?
The representative, the chief representative of the New York Islanders is this guy who's making Borscht Belt cracks about how these birds are as tough as my mother's Thanksgiving turkey. This is what it's come to for me. What in the hell? I deserve better. Crazy.
I will say hockey is insane in that the overtimes, really, it's like a coin flip that your game goes to overtime. Can you imagine this in any other sport? If 4 times a week your baseball team went to extra innings, you would not be able to survive it if your football team went to overtime or basketball, right? Like just the overtime is crazy. And it could go on and on and on if there are no goals.
There were, I would say... I have no ability to gauge how enjoyable the Penguins Islanders game was. I'm sure Mikey Meatballs has a very different opinion on how pleasurable the game was, but it wasn't really a satisfying game. Garbage goals by the Islanders. All four were junk goals. I think Meatballs can concede. Just bad goaltending. But the other three games were wonderful. And like I say, that Florida-Tampa game, bizarre is the locale for it is. It had everything. And there's no way you could watch that and come away, even if you've never watched a hockey game, be like, I want to watch another one of these.
Right.
It was electric stuff.
It's a good time. We're in a good spot here.
There, I agree.
We knew mid-April, mid-May, wherever we are, we're doing this. What did you
bet? Lakers. Bet the Lakers to the final. That's the bet. That's the bet, right? I don't know what's going to happen in the East. It's too tough to call. The Lakers
I'm afraid to pull a trigger on any other. You know, I get a free futures bet, Dave, because I won Fox Bet Live. So I have any bet that pays off in the future between now and third week in July. I took the Lightning at +550.
Look at me like Benjamin Braddock up over my head there and at the end of the graduate
church.
I'm at church now, too, because not like Benjamin Braddock's car left on the side of the road. You and I have parked our cars in the same garage. I think as exciting as that game was, I feel like, yes, and as exciting as that Florida Panthers team is top to bottom, I think that probably was a little bit of a gut punch for them. I do like the Lightning very much to survive that division.
I have them winning the cup, but anyway, they won it last year, obviously. They're +550. They're on a little bit of a roll. You know, it's not like I think a little nice advantage there, even over like the Avs and some of these other teams. The Knights lost, so you might think they were one of the favorites, at least on that side. Not the case, but so I have them. But the point is, I could have chosen the Suns or the Jazz. I already have the Lakers. I could Suns, Jazz, Clippers. Just I don't feel comfortable about.
Nah,
I feel like the Lakers are like a default for the West, right? It's like, I just don't trust any of these other teams. But we have a lot of weeks to figure that out. Joel,
Nugs,
what are you saying?
Mavs. There are some fun ones to watch. It's going to be fun to look at those. But Meatballs and Spaghetti. Is Spaghetti there as well?
I think he is.
Boy, he went on a twister in the desert over the weekend. That's why, Sal, I noticed you observed it on social media. Somebody's got to watch the handle And so I went in there on the minus three handle and I tweeted some stuff. So what?
Well, I'm just saying it's just your account. It's just a second account for you.
No, it's not. It's all Northeast related things. We cover all the teams of the Northeast.
I know, but it's your opinion. It's completely your opinion. It's not.
Spaghetti issues his opinions on there too. And two, my question is, if you want, if you want one with some juicy odds, is it crazy, do you think, fellas, to go with Nashville the way they've played? If you're looking for an upset, I hate the Wild because of their stupid name, but they steal that one and the Flower had to stand on his head for it to even get that one into the overtime. I think Nashville is a fun underdog play. How say you, Spaghetti and Meatballs?
Carolina in our league, I have a futures bet on. I took the Bruins in the second round, but I'm kind of riding with the Hurricanes. I'm kind of riding the Bruins throughout this whole playoff series.
There you go.
Down on that Preds pick. Okay.
All right.
I agree with that, too. I think the underdog play for me is the Jets.
That's the only series I'd bet straight up. I took the Edmonton minus a game and a half. Come on, Meatballs.
Did you really? Listen, he's not crazy, Meatballs. That could certainly happen.
I know. Well, it's one of they dominated them during the regular season, and they've won the last six playoff series against Winnipeg. Now, the last of those, the most recent occurred like 30 years ago, but still, it's still a stat.
I like those Preds because that's going to open things up for your Bolts there, Sal. So you want to see that happen.
Yeah. Joel and Jim, what were the best and worst extra points made by myself or Dave?
You know, like Amari Stoudemire, I've always considered you to be a fashion forward. Oh. And you've walked enough red carpets that your plus one should be a vacuum cleaner. So I'm going to say you saying that the NBA should honor Craig Sager by their Hall of Fame jackets a Craig Sager jackets. It's a league that had a dress code and they've always been ahead of the curve.
Thank you.
Why not honor Craig Sager with his own jacket?
I appreciate that. I didn't even have that written down. Dave led me on the path. I forgot about the orange and I didn't even know that was a thing, but yeah, why not? You think of the snazzy dressers. Craig Sager's beloved by all, right? Same when he passed, forget it. The outpouring of, respect. There was no bounds. All right. And Jim, the worst?
There wasn't that much to choose from. I will say about Dave's playoff idea where the higher seed picks who they play against. Would you tank, though, if you have the higher seed and you can pick your opponent? I know you're against it.
No, I'm not saying the higher seed tanks. No, I'm saying everybody else tanks. It's like, oh, the king is going to decree who gets to play and who doesn't anyway.
Yeah, but like you'd rather the four seed than the five because you would get to pick your opponent over the fifth, no?
Oh, I don't. At that point, it won't matter, right? Dave, you're saying the first seed gets to pick and then the second seed. This needs a little work. I get it.
I know you need a little work because this is a good idea. You figure out the details. I'm the idea man. Because I'm Billy Blazejowski. I'm the big idea man. I'm not here to cross the T's and dot the I's. That's for other people to do.
All right. It seems a tiny bit half-assed, but I get it. All right, so
you know who's double-assed, or if not triple-assed, is Harry's brother, Scott.
Oh, my God. Can you
imagine? Maybe he should take over the worst point of the show, because I think he's got the right frame of mind to issue some outrage.
Good Lord. He is a mess. I think we're doing the 1st to 10 Tuesday again, a race to 10 Tuesday, whatever it is. Good. And I think we're doing it on the Pacers game. I believe we are. I'm not sure. So we're gonna figure that out. Harry always needs to get his very busy schedule to us before we could figure this out. What hotel he's in.
And Harry has also issued, I guess, a challenge to the rest of us that he can vanquish us in golf. Is he a good golfer?
He claims he had four legitimate pars on at 18 holes this weekend, including a par five. I don't know what that means.
So what does that mean? He's Phil Mickelson now?
Yeah.
He can beat everybody at golf because he got some pars on a golf course?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's full Mickelson. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Yeah,
I thought of full Mickelson. Yeah, I was thinking about that. Ben, I tweeted out Tiger wouldn't.
I like that. Were you going to say Ben Hoagie?
Ben Hoagie, of course. Good. Is that too obvious? Yeah.
No. Yeah, no. I just thought about that. Yeah, keep those coming, please. We love that. And we're going to have an NBA contest too. We're going to discuss later in a week. The winner gets $500. So that's fun. We got a lot going on here. Next 10 weeks are going to be fun. You have -3 twice this week, right?
We do. We'll come at you tomorrow. And then again on Thursday, Kevin Hench, very upset. He texted me and Eddie Spaghetti as soon as TJ Oshie's shot got deflected into the goal after game one. Backbreaker. So the series is over, apparently. So that's listen it. In for his sorrow. He's not excited about where the Celtics are headed. He knows that the Red Sox are fading.
The Red Sox, he listed four hitters that awful, terrible, terrible lineup, somehow still in first place after 40 games.
Cam Newton, he's not Cam Newton. Why is he a starting quarterback? Why is it really the is? This is the worst time to be a Boston sports fan this century, I think, this millennium.
I need these guys to bet. They need to root for the Patriots. I don't even want to hear anything about Hench or Simmons rooting for Tom Brady in that week four matchup.
Did you hear his cockamamie math on that?
I did.
I mean, make an excuse. Yeah, ridiculous.
I don't like it.
Boy, tying himself in the knots on this one.
Hey, Spaghetti, you were in Arizona. Did you have anything good to eat this weekend?
I had Pizza Rubiaco not once, but twice.
Yes.
Six different pies from there. It was awesome.
Which is your favorite? Don't let me convince you because you know mine. But
I know your favorite. I think that one's my second favorite. I think my favorite is the fennel sausage with the sweet onions.
Yeah, that's nice too. I like the Rosa. I mean, it doesn't make sense that pistachios and onions, which even separately I don't love, but together,
right.
Dave, have you had this? I think you had it. No?
I don't think so, no. But I've got to make that journey to that.
Well, here's the other thing. You could go at Gold Belly and order. That's I think I sent you guys some. It's Spaghetti. Did you have the frozen version too?
I did. I had the frozen pistachio, the frozen sausage one, and then I believe a margarita.
It takes 6 minutes to heat up, and I think it's about 75% to 80% of what you get in the restaurant. I think it's pretty close. It's not. I mean, it's never going to be as good. But
what I don't like about Spaghetti when he vacations, he doesn't relax. He goes ATV his girlfriend. What the hell? That's not a vacation. Hikes, all that crap. What are you doing? Sit by a pool, friend. Go in the sea. Cleanse yourself.
What's up with that? There are a lot of pools there in the Scottsdale area. He won't do it. He won't stand still.
I did a little wine tasting. It wasn't all ATVing and on the go. It was a good mix.
Wine tasting on an ATV. Now that would be something. All right, listen. Reminder to everyone out there, even though you may feel like underdogs, please remember, you're all my favorites.